听力课堂，听 class.com。
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman. Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Actually, when you think about it, Superman is an alien from outer space, isn't he? Well, nonetheless, for the past 30 years, he's been the guest of honor at the annual Superman celebration in Metropolis, Illinois. And this year's festival is happening as I speak. People from around the country are there right now celebrating the superhero that chose to use his superpowers for the good of all. Let's open our magazines now and start today's reading, Super History, on page 25.
A Superman celebration in Metropolis. Super History. If only the town's founders could see this piece of land on the Ohio River today. It was nicknamed City of Opportunity in 1839, but patience was needed. It took almost another century for Superman to materialize on the pages of a comic book. Another 30-plus years passed before Metropolis made a super name for itself. In 1972, the town legally became the proud parent of its high-flying son. That year, the Illinois state legislature passed a resolution that declared Metropolis the hometown of Superman. The town then made headlines by permanently changing the name of the local newspaper to the Metropolis Planet to almost match that of Superman's employer.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Linda.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our third day in our festivals article this month, when we've been talking about the Superman celebration happening in Metropolis, Illinois. And it sounds like this has been a big celebration as thousands of people are coming to Metropolis, Illinois every second weekend in June. So it will actually be this weekend that this event is happening. And there have been many people dressed up in costumes, superhero costumes, milling about, hanging around the town of Metropolis, Illinois.
Right, and we've been taking a look at what actually goes on in Metropolis, and today we're going to take a look at the history of Metropolis. How did this all come about? So if you'll join us on page 25 in your magazine, let's take a look at what it has to say. We start out with Super History, and the super is just here because we're talking about Superman. Now, let's start with the text here, and we say that, see that if only the town's founders could see this piece of land on the Ohio River today. It was nicknamed City of Opportunity in 1839, but patience was needed. So why was patience needed here, Chip?
Well, our article says that it took almost another century, so it almost took another 100 years for Superman to materialize on the pages of a comic book. Now here we're using this word materialize. That means that it becomes visible or becomes real so that you could touch it or experience it. Now, often we might talk about an idea materializing. So here, maybe we're talking about the idea of Superman was happening in someone's thoughts before it actually materialized on the paper of a comic book.
And then we see that we go on to another 30 plus years passed before Metropolis made a super name for itself. And let's see what Liz has to tell us about this sentence on Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. Greetings from Chicago, USA. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about Metropolis, the hometown of Superman, and how there is an annual Superman celebration there. So, before I continue on my way to Metropolis, let's have a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Another 30-plus years passed before Metropolis made a super name for itself. Notice the sentence pattern. A period of time, plus past before, plus an event. This is our grammar tip focus for today. It's a great sentence structure to use when you want to emphasize how long people had to wait before an event was finally able to happen. Of course, for today's sentence, the writer could have said, Metropolis made a super name for itself after another 30-plus years. However, the emphasis would be more on the event of Metropolis making a super name for itself than the amount of time that had gone by. To get your audience or reader's attention, put the amount of time passed at the beginning of the sentence and then at the event. For example, 17 hours had passed before we were finally able to get on our plane. Or, another 3 days passed before Tricia got the results of her medical tests. If you have your studio class or magazine with you, check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. That's it for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Chicago, Illinois. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So this town was nicknamed the City of Opportunity in 1839. And then over 130 years later, it finally made a super name for itself. And it connected itself with Superman's identity. In 1972, the town legally became the proud parent of what, Linda?
Of its high-flying son. And that high-flying son, of course, is Superman. And that's the year that the Illinois State Legislature passed a resolution that declared Metropolis the hometown of Superman. So that's when they said, the state government said, this is Superman's hometown.
So the government officially declared that this is Superman's hometown. Moving on in the article, we say that the town then made headlines. Now, a headline is the title of an article in a newspaper. And as the news has important new news and relevant current news, the headlines give the most current news. So here, this is making headlines, which means that the name of Metropolis and this information made it into newspapers.
That's right. And the information that made it in there was that the town permanently changed something. Permanently means forever. Okay, they changed. It used to be something else, and now they've decided this is the way we want it from now on. And what did they change? They changed the name of the local newspaper to the Metropolis Planet. And this almost matches that of Superman's employer.
Okay, so in the movies and in the comic book, we know that Superman's, Clark Kent's employer was called the Daily Planet. And so this Metropolis Planet almost matches that of Superman's employer. So it almost matches Daily Planet. It almost sounds the same.
That's right. It's almost the same kind of name. So it gives you that feeling. And the Metropolis Planet is the local newspaper. A local newspaper is the newspaper of this small town or our medium-sized town. Where I grew up in the Midwest, our little town had its own newspaper, too. It tells mostly about local news as opposed to national newspapers. Well, we are up for time right now, so let's go to chat room and see what Ken and Ashley have for us.
Excuse me, Ashley, does the library have any comic books?
Yes, it does. Are you a comic fan?
I used to love reading comic books, and sometimes I read the comics in the newspaper. What about you?
I'm not really into superhero comics, but I like reading the comic strips in the newspaper for some comic relief.
Comic relief? I'm not sure what you mean.
Comic relief is a noun phrase for something that is intended to make you laugh in a serious situation. At the library, it's very quiet, and sometimes I need something humorous to get me through the day.
What else could be comic relief? You said it's something that makes you laugh, and that can be anything.
Right. Let's say you're feeling really sad because you lost your job or you miss someone. If you watch a funny movie that makes you laugh, it will give you comic relief. Relief is a relaxed, happy feeling.
And what about comic? What does that mean?
Let's go to Studio Classroom Editor Linda and hear more about that.
Okay.
Comic has two meanings. One describes a series of drawings that tell a story. The other meaning refers to a person's job, an entertainer who makes people laugh by telling jokes and stories. Another word for this is comedian. Comedians are professionals when it comes to making people laugh. They often start their careers by doing stand-up comedy. They stand up in front of an audience and tell jokes and imitate other people. You know, it's good to have a comedian around if you want to have fun and laugh.
If you're ever in need of comic relief, you can watch a movie with Jim Carrey in it. He's really funny.
Hey, maybe I'll run to the video store after I check out those comic books.
Why would you do that? We have videos at the library.
Oh, that's right. Well, thanks for your help today. 今天这一课说到 Superman 是一个 comic book hero. Comic book 就是漫画书。在报章杂志呢会看到 comic strip。Comic strip 是连环漫画。其实 comic 这个字还可以指人，也就是一个 comedian, 喜剧演员。许多的喜剧演员早期都是做 stand-up comedy。站台喜剧，也就是我们俗称的脱口秀。那为什么喜剧那么受欢迎呢？就是因为欢笑会带给我们 comic relief。comic relief, 喜剧性的疏解，就是在一个严肃状态中的轻松或者滑稽的场面。好，我们休息一下，稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室。
Welcome back, everyone. The word metro comes from the same root as the word mother, while polis is Greek for city. Today, we use the English word metropolis to describe a very large, very populated, and very important political, economic, or artistic city, like New York or Chicago.If you're a fan of Superman comics, you'll know that Superman lives in a metropolis called Metropolis. It's a big city full of bad guys that need to be brought to justice. Let's wrap up our lesson with the reading now on line 4 of page 26.
A Superman celebration in Metropolis.Of course, it wasn't until Superman went to work at the Daily Planet that the metropolitan city of Metropolis became his hometown. After Sunday afternoon's superhero costume contest ends, so does the festival. The weekend actors wander off incognito, this time in street clothes. I see a young girl in shorts and a t-shirt amble away. The only clue that she was Supergirl moments agoIs the red boots in her hand. It's true that history repeats itself, and so does fiction in Metropolis. Every year on the second weekend in June.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we were learning that the town of Metropolis had changed the name of its local newspaper, and they changed it to Metropolis Planet. So now it's called the Metropolis Planet, and this name almost matches the name of the Daily Planet, which was the name of the newspaper that Superman, or, well, Clark Kent, worked for in the movies and comic books.
That's right. And if you continue in your magazine, you'll see that that's what the author is telling us. Of course, it wasn't until Superman went to work at the Daily Planet that the metropolitan city of Metropolis became his, or Superman's, hometown. Now, we have two words here that sound very much alike. Metro, okay, the metro area or metropolitan area. A metropolitan area has to do with a city. It's a larger area than just the city itself. It takes in all of the suburbs and all of the surrounding area, meaning that it's a very large area, like the New York metropolitan area or the Paris metropolitan area. They're large city areas.
Right, and actually I suppose we can think of this word metropolitan as simply meaning urban, having something to do with the city. So yeah, when we're talking about, for example, the Chicago metropolitan area, we're not only talking about the downtown Chicago area, but we're also talking about those urban areas that surround that downtown city.
That's right. And then we have the Metropolis is the name of the city that became his hometown. From the first day, we remember that he actually came from outer space and landed in a farm field in another state, actually, and grew up there. And then he moved when he grew up to Metropolis and made that his home.
Okay, so it took some time, it took several years, but finally the town of Metropolis, Illinois, connected its identity to the Metropolis in the movies, in the Superman movies, and Superman's hometown. Well, our author goes on to say that after Sunday afternoon's superhero costume contest ends, so does the festival. So it sounds like this contest, this costume contest, marks the end of this weekend celebration.
That's right. It must be a long costume competition, because they say that everybody comes dressed up. And I know that if I were to dress up in a costume, I would want to enter the competition. So after this, the festival is ended and everybody goes home. It goes on to say that the weekend actors, okay, they wander off incognito, and this time in their street clothes. So wander off here just means they go away, you know, slowly at their own pace, and now they're wearing their regular clothes. They're not wearing their costumes.
All right. Well, here our author is using the word incognito in a related way. Here our actors, or the people who were acting like superheroes, are wandering off in their street clothes. So now they don't look like Superman and Wonder Woman, but now they're looking like Clark Kent. So Superman, when he was doing things incognito, he was doing things as Clark Kent in regular street clothes. So here, they're wandering off in their regular street clothes, not as superheroes.
Right. And you can see here, there's a young girl in shorts and a t-shirt, amble away. So here, this is one of our vocabulary words, amble, and it just means to walk away slowly and in a relaxed manner. She's in no hurry now to go anywhere or to see anything because it's over. And the only clue that she was Supergirl moments ago, is the red boots in her hand. You know, it's true that history repeats itself, and so does fiction in Metropolis every year on the second weekend in June.
Okay, so just as history repeats itself, if it happens once in history, then it will probably happen again. Well, so does fiction in Metropolis, where fiction and fact meet in this Superman celebration every year on the second weekend in June. Well, that's all we have for today. Before we leave, let's watch today's skit.
Superman is a superhero.
I agree. He has superhuman strength. He really is a Superman.
And the word super is a super word.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Super is in the word superlative.
Superla what?
Superlative. That means the very most of something, like the tallest or the smartest, the biggest, the best.
Or the handsomest. Just kidding. It should be more handsome. Well, you know, what other super words are there?
Well, a very big market is called a supermarket.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes a supermarket has super sales.
Yeah, I like that. And a very big highway is called a super highway.
Oh, yeah, you can drive super fast on a super highway. Vroom,
vroom. Just be super careful.
Oh, I will. Oh, how about Taipei 101? It is gigantic. It's a superstructure.
Right. Hey, let's see. S-U-P-E-R, superior. Superior means better than the others.
Oh, and how about S-U-P-E-R-B, superb?
Oh, superb means excellent, the highest quality.
Mm-hmm. Wow, super really is a super word.
It sure is. It's super duper.
Yeah, super duper?
Yeah, that means really, really super.
Oh, hey, I'm going to look up super in the dictionary and learn more super words.
Good idea. Then you can be a super student with super English.
Yeah, that would be super duper.
Yeah. Super duper, Superman.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们来看 materialize 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 material 物质这个名词，所以 materialize 是指具体成型或实现。例如 ，His plan of building his dream house finally materialized when he was 50。他在50岁的时候盖一栋梦想中的房子的计划终于实现了。或者是 Her dream of becoming a composer never materialized。他想要成为一位作曲家的梦想始终没有成真。接下来我们看的是 permanently 这个副词，它的形容词 permanent 是指永久的或固定的，所以副词 permanently 是指固定的或者是永久的。例如 Hank and his wife decided to permanently settle in this town, so they bought a house last month. Hank 跟太太决定要在这个镇定居下来，所以他们上个月买了一栋房子。或者是 Her heart was permanently broken after the breakup.自从分手之后，他的心有了永久的伤害。最后我们看的是 amble 这个动词。amble 是指从容漫步或者是缓慢前进，是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加上介系词再加上受词。例如 ,we ambled down the streets and did some window shopping. 我们在街上漫步而且看了一些商店的橱窗。或者是 ,she ambled along the beach searching for seashells. 她沿着海边漫步寻找贝壳。And time really flies. Don't forget to come back next time. Bye-bye.
A Superman celebration in Metropolis. Super history. If only the town's founders could see this piece of land on the Ohio River today. It was nicknamed City of Opportunity in 1839, but patience was needed.It took almost another century for Superman to materialize on the pages of a comic book. Another 30-plus years passed before Metropolis made a super name for itself. In 1972, the town legally became the proud parent of its high-flying son. That year, the Illinois state legislature passed a resolution that declared Metropolis the hometown of Superman.The town then made headlines by permanently changing the name of the local newspaper to the Metropolis Planet, to almost match that of Superman's employer. Of course, it wasn't until Superman went to work at the Daily Planet that the metropolitan city of Metropolis became his hometown. After Sunday afternoon's superhero costume contest ends, so does the festival. The weekend actors wander off incognito, this time in street clothes. I see a young girl in shorts and a t-shirt amble away. The only clue that she was Supergirl moments ago is the red boots in her hand. It's true that history repeats itself, and so does fiction in Metropolis. Every year on the second weekend in June.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 35.
Barun and Jenny quickly jumped into one of the embassy vehicles and took off. They were only able to convince Miss Hinkle after they agreed to have the car installed with a tracking device. Miss Hinkle assigned a small task force to follow and keep close tabs on their movements. They would never be far from them. They had been on the road for only 5 minutes when Barun's cell phone rang.
Dalla speaking. Yes, she is. Okay, one moment. Jenny, it's the embassy. It's Kate. She's called the embassy and they've rerouted the call to me. She wants to talk to you.
Kate, are you all right? Where are you? Uh-huh. Really? Wow! Are you safe now? Where are you? Okay, we're on our way to get my dad. They called. They want to talk to me. They said they would kill Dad if I didn't come alone. Well, alone with Barun. Here, tell Barun.
Kate, you're okay? Oh, that's great to hear. We were so concerned. Yes, I know where that is. Okay, we are about an hour and a half away. Can you wait? You can, okay. We'll get there as soon as we can. Yes, I know. Don't worry. I'll call you in an hour to give you an update. Take care of yourself. Just sit tight and wait. We'll be there. Goodbye.
Friends, if you're a Superman fan looking for a unique vacation destination next summer, why not consider taking a trip to Metropolis, Illinois? If you want more information about this fun festival, log on to the Superman Celebration website. The address is there on page 25. Let me take a moment and remind you about our monthly scrapbook feature. It's not a lesson. It's 2 pages of English fun. You'll find helpful tips, trivia, fun games, and more. Enjoy that, and then join us again on Monday for another lesson right here at Studio Classroom. Friends, have a great weekend.